Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are going to kick off today's two-hour radio spectacular with a good friend of mine, Eric Douglas, because he's getting ready to go to Cayman for a book signing release party, and we got to talk about this. Eric, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. Glad to hear from you, as always.
Yes, it is. And, I don't know if it is that much for you, but it's good to
no,
share.
No, it is.
Yeah, it's good to share that conversation with a good dive buddy from years gone by. And, you know, you're writing your books, booksbyeric.com. You can go there and check out all his novels. But you've got a big release coming up in June, and I wanted to start off the show to make sure everybody knows about this and if they want to participate in something that would be really kind of special, because the latest Mike Scott novel is goes back to his roots. This is after how many years you've been writing these books?
This is the 10th anniversary of the first book. Cayman Cowboys came out in 2005.
Yeah.
And so for 2015, Mike Scott is going back to Grand Cayman, going back to Sunset House, and going to spend a little quality time at my bar, too.
Right. Now, my bar is one of the coolest tiki bars really on the planet for divers. And if you've ever been to Cayman, it's a place you need to make a stop by. It's kind of like, you know, it's better than going to hell. And I say that because
absolutely,
hell is a tourist trap there in Cayman, or I don't know, maybe not tourist trap, but it's kind of a place where all the cruise ship passengers go to this area on Grand Cayman. Called Hell. But there's a little bar called My Bar at the Sunset House that all the divers know about. A very famous location for the dive community. And you really got to go there and have a cocktail after your day of diving. Just a perfect way to relax, watch the sunset. It's in a pristine location. They got the right offshore there. You can dive off of Sunset House, and they got the mermaid statue, the whole thing. And I've been there a few times, and that is the setting for, well, it was partly some of the setting, I guess, for Cayman Cowboys, but for the new one, My Bar plays a big part in the, the staging of your new book, right?
Absolutely. There's probably a dozen scenes from the new book set right there in My Bar, where the people are talking, having a beer, and planning their next action. So My Bar is central to the new movement. The new story is called Return to Cayman. Wittily enough, but Mike Scott's going back to Cayman.
Yes, and I've read it, and I got to tell you, it's a great book. It you know, I've said this so many times. Eric's books read like an adventure movie. With a diving twist. So, you know, whether you're a diver or not, you will enjoy reading his books. But if you're a diver, you'll really enjoy it, because Eric takes that extra step and kind of throws in some dive elements that us scuba divers can definitely relate to. And they're very authentic and very real world type of experiences that we all experience as scuba divers, and just kind of sucks you into the story even more. But this one does have an environmental element in it, like a lot of the other ones. Too a little one, but it actually brings some common current day, you know, news issues to the forefront, specifically in the Cayman Islands, where we had a cruise ship come in and knock out a little piece of the reef there and created quite a havoc for a while. They're rebuilding that now, but that's actually a part of the, I don't know, that's kind of filtered into your novel that you're releasing in June, isn't it?
Exactly. With Return to Cayman, I use that as that story. And most of my stories start with some nugget of reality, and then I, you know, expand it into an adventure story. But the event that happened last August in Grand Cayman was sort of the the impetus or the inspiration for this book. So yeah, I start this book out with a cruise ship dropping anchor on a coral reef, and that was my way to you know, I try to educate with my books as well as entertain. And so I wanted people to know about what happened and how this kind of thing can happen and what it does. But the problem with something like that is, you know, I guess the cruise ship company has now donated some money to the restoration efforts because they're going back in, and the local divers are all going back and doing literally thousands of dives, cleaning the reef off, mm-hmm. and preparing, saving the broken pieces. And then actually they'll eventually be able to glue them back in place and hopefully to reclaim at least a good part of that reef. But it takes money. It takes, even though it's mostly volunteers, it still takes money for supplies and equipment and that sort of thing.
Sure.
So what I've offered to do with this new book, with Return to Cayman, since it's inspired by it and since I've had such a good time going to Grand Cayman over the years anyway, I've decided to donate a portion of the proceeds from the first couple months of sales from this book to that'll go then to help fund some of those recovery efforts, the reef recovery efforts.
Yeah, and that's excellent. I mean, you know, it's kind of featured a little bit in the story. Like I said, he pulls from reality and the headlines and kind of filters it into his novel here, Return to Cayman. But there you go. He's given back. And that's what Eric does. And I got to tell you, I love that element, too, that you said, you know, you try to educate people a little bit along the way, too. And I got to emphasize, look, it's 99% entertainment, but there's one, well, I mean, let's give it 5-10%.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing is, you do work in these dive elements and things that are in the headlines. And people that have no clue to diving or what we deal with as scuba divers underwater and environmental issues that we're always touting as far as protecting the areas that we love, they will come away with some enlightenment from reading this adventure book. And they won't even know it because you just kind of slip it in there and then they kind of pick it up along the way. So I really do enjoy that element of it as well, Eric.
I had another reader tell me just a couple days ago that and this person has read every Clive Cussler book ever written, and I'm a big fan of Clive too, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But he said that he learned more about scuba diving from reading Return to Cayman than he had, and he's a non-diver. He learned more about scuba diving reading Return to Cayman than he had in all the Clive Cussler books he'd ever read. So, you know, I took that as a pretty good compliment.
As you should. And I mean it that way as well. I mean, and that's why I can't overemphasize that anybody listening right now, whether you're a diver or not, go to booksbyeric.com and read the past books, but get ready for the June release of this new one, Return to Cayman. Now, you can come out there and join Eric for the book signing, and you're going to be there at Sunset House when?
I'm going to be at Sunset House May 30th through June 6th. First week of June, we're going to have some. I'm going to have some copies of the book there, and any books we sell on the island, I'm going to donate 100% of the proceeds to the reef restoration effort.
Wow!
But we're going to hopefully have a little fun, have a rum puncher tin, at my bar, and sign some books and go, do some diving too.
Yeah, well, he'll have the drinks after the day at diving.
Oh, absolutely! Right now, yeah, we don't drink and dive. None of that.
But we dive and sometimes drink. Maybe absolutely. More than we should, but that's another thing.
Once or twice that might happen, but we hydrate. But we hydrate.
That's right. Yes, you know, Eric's a very responsible diver and drinker, for that matter. He's good at both of them. Trust me, we've had years of experience together.
Years and years of practice.
Now, you got that coming up, so go to booksbyeric.com, get all the information. Now, the other thing that we've alluded to in the past, I don't know how much we're allowed to talk about this just yet, but you're working on another book that you're going to interject some scuba radio elements. Are we allowed to share this, or is this top secret?
I think we're allowed to talk about that. Yeah. No, it's the plot we're going to keep top secret for now, but I am probably a week away from finishing up the first draft.
Oh, really?
Actually, this one is probably true novella length. It's going to be 22,000 words would be my guess by the time it's all said and done.
Right.
A novel, just for perspective, runs about 80 to 85. So this one will be a novella. But I'm at about 16,000 words right now, so I'm at the final climactic chase scenes and fight scenes, and you know, and featuring heavily Greg the Dive Master.
Well, you mentioned fight scenes. Remember, I'm a black belt in Taekwondo. I'm a deputy black belt, which is basically like the Barney Fife of black belt. So I don't know if that is going to play into this, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you know, I had forgotten that.
Uh-oh. Then I obviously lose the fight is what you're alluding to. Oh, well.
I think Greg the Dive Master is going to be the hero of this story.
Uh-oh.
He and his
band. It's definitely
of
a work of fiction, is what
you're work
saying.
Of fiction, exactly.
Well, I look forward to it regardless. I know it'll be fun. He really writes great stuff. Go to booksbyeric.com. Go see him in the Cayman Islands. Right there on his website, you'll find everything you need. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Hey, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
Here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and it's the Cayman Islands. It's not really a fishbowl, but it's like swimming around in one. And to talk about some stuff going on in the Caymans, picking up where Eric left off on his new novel, is Roz from the UK. I don't know where she's at right now, but are you in the UK, Roz, or no? Where are you?
I'm in the UK, Greg.
Yes, okay, we'll leave it at that. So at least we got that much correct. But you were actually at BTS, running around like a madman. I mean, because you just know everybody. So I didn't have an opportunity to talk to you on the show. So I figured we got to catch up with you. And you were telling me before we came on the air that, you know, hey, Greg, do you realize they just celebrated the 1-year anniversary of the Guardian of the Deep statue there on the West End of Cayman, right? West End, yeah, isn't it?
I think it's North Wall, actually.
Oh, it's North Wall, okay. Well,
yeah, it's Gulf of the Reef. It was Simon Morris's thing. You know that it's Dive Tech put it down. I think it was their 25th anniversary.
Yeah, Jay and Nancy at Dive Tech in Cayman. I thought they were on the east end or west end of Grand Cayman, but you're saying maybe east end north wall, or well, would be like a northeast wall, maybe.
Well, it's at Compass Point.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. I don't know. Just Google it, and you can find it. But the Guardian of the Reef is like a sister statue to the mermaid statue out in front of Sunset House, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
It's the male counterpoint to the female mermaid they have off the, the Mybar right there at Sunset House. Now, I haven't seen it yet. You've dove this because I remember seeing some pictures on Facebook of you doing rebreather stuff there with Dive Tech and the Guardian of the Deep. Is it an impressive statue or what?
Oh, he's beautiful. He's beautiful. And the best way we met him, we finished a dive and it was the best way we could have met him, because we rode a dive called the West Bay Express, where you jump in at Cobalt Coast and then you swim up, you just meander up and you climb out at Lighthouse Point. And it took us 3.25 hours to do it. Mm. You can do it quicker if you like.
Right. But with a rebreather, you can take your time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we got to meet him last year and it was fantastic. But I can't believe that he's been down a year already. So,
yeah. Well, that's, he kind of looks like Poseidon from The Little Mermaid, doesn't he? Isn't he a merman or is he not?
He is a magnificent merman.
Yes. So do you know what I'm talking about? The Poseidon there from, Little Mermaid's dad there from the cartoon. He kind of looks like that, doesn't he?
I believe so.
Okay.
He's got a lovely tail and trident and stuff. So
yes, well, that sounds like the Little Mermaid to me. But yeah, I've seen pictures of it. I'm trying to remember exactly, but there you go. You can Google that as well. So 1 year, it's already been down 1 year. I haven't dived it yet. I got to get down there and hang out in the Caymans and do some of that. We're working on it. We'll see how that unfolds in the coming months. But, right from BTS, I believe you went down to, our neck of the woods here in Florida and did some cave diving. Is that right?
Yes, I came down to Cave Country, and I got to spend some time with a cave diving pioneer, Lamar Hyers, who, of course, runs Dive Right. And we went diving in a cave called Cow Cave.
Where you find cows in this cave, or
it was found by a farmer who lost a cow.
Okay,
and found it at this place, so it was called Cow Cave.
Okay, well that makes sense. Go fair. I thought it was just being silly, but there you go. There's actually a real story behind it. It makes sense. All right, so it was found by a farmer, and because he lost his cow, and so they named it Cow Cave. So, give me a little bit of the geography of this site. Well, it's definitely a cave dive. This isn't a cavern kind of thing, I'm guessing, or what?
This is definitely a cave dive, and it's perfect for side mount. And of course, Lamar and Dive Right were the ones that actually built the first side mount harnesses. So I was diving one of those, and it was the first time I've dived side mount in anger. I've done it in a pool for 5 minutes. But
no, wait. It's the first time you did side mount in anger?
Yes.
What do you mean anger? You were you're angry?
On a dive.
Okay.
Not in a swimming pool.
Okay. I'm not sure. There's some kind of loss in translation. You were angry about diving this side mount. Is how it sounded.
No. For real. For, diving it properly.
Okay. All right. But did you say anger or something else? What did I hear?
No, I did say in anger. Yes, it's kind of a Brit term.
Evidently, it is. Yeah. And then she had some bangers and mash, and it just went south from there. But, okay. But the side mount thing, so the advantage of having that in a cave site is because you can get real flat and get through these little cracks and crevices in the cave system, I'm guessing, right? That's why it's such an advantage to dive that type of way there in these caves?
Absolutely. And well, the thing is that you can carry all your cylinders down to where you're going to be diving, whether it's open water or whether it's in a cave. And then once you've got your cylinders in the water, you just come back and put your kit on, your equipment on, and you walk down to the water. And I felt almost naked doing that, because I was in wearing a harness, I had my reels and my lights,
yeah.
I had my fins and mask, but it seemed as though I was missing something else. And I did feel quite naked and then got in the water and clipped everything off. And I guess that's the worst bit of it, is the clipping in. But once you've got your cylinders sorted and they're clipped off,
yeah,
it's amazing, the feel of a dive. Have you ever dive side mount? Because it feels as though you're wearing nothing.
I have not. I've actually been trying to set up some new rebreather training, but I haven't done the side mount thing yet. And that's what the latest tech craze is everybody's doing this side mount stuff, especially in the cave community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's also gone into open water.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these dive right harnesses are perfect whether you're in caves or whether in open water. And the nice thing is they adjust down to quite small for petite girls, but also if you're more than a petite girl, they can adjust up really well.
Yeah.
So these fit kind of one size fits all, which is awfully handy, really.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's been on my list of things to do. When you dove the cow cave, you're doing side mount and just breathing air or nitrox or trimix, or what are you doing?
Oh, it was dead shallow, so it was about 15 metres. It went down to about 30. Yeah. Went down to about 30 foot, about 30 metres, 100 foot.
Right, okay.
So we run Nitrox 30.
All right, Nitrox 30, yeah. She finally got around to talking English when she went back to feet. I appreciate that, Ron. She's trying to bridge that gap, and it's not really very successful. But we'll make the best of it, and we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We are talking to Roz from the UK right now on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, Roz, you just came from BTS, did some cave diving at BTS. One of your good friends, and you've mentioned him many times, we've talked to him on the show before, Simon got the Rolex Award for what exactly?
Oh, Simon Mitchell. He got Dan Rolex Award for promoting safe diving, all the research that he's done over the many years. He's published a load of papers, co-authored papers and articles and stuff. He's contributed to Deeper Into Diving, a number of books and chapters. He lectures throughout the world to recreational divers and to diving doctors and to technical divers like at Eurotech.
Very nice. And now he has a new Rolex watch to show for his efforts. That's nice.
Well, I'm very pleased for him, and it couldn't have gone to a better man. So, hats off to him.
Absolutely. And you have some stuff coming up there in the UK, right? Another big tech dive show or what? What is this?
Oh, we've got Scuba Fest coming up in Cornwall very shortly. It's happening on the 2nd. It kicks off on Saturday, the 2nd of May. And lots of scuba divers come down, and they do shore diving and rib diving and hard boat diving and rebreather diving and tri dives.
And side mount.
Side mount diving.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, is that huge over there too, across the pond?
Yes, it's gone a bit bonkers here, actually, because, as I said, you can just walk your cylinders down to the open water,
right,
and then when you're ready, walk down in just your harness, clip off, and then you can go diving. So for people who are getting a bit more senior in their years and want to take the weight off their back, or they've gone and damaged their back, or they can't carry weights, or even kids, for instance, this is a great way of being able to go diving. Because it opens up for possibilities for you, and you've got the weight off your back.
That's
but you've
right.
still got tons of gas and redundancy because you're carrying at least two cylinders.
Well, there you go. That sounds very appealing. Not that I need it in my older, you know, more advanced age. I'm still bright.
We need to go diving sometime, Greg.
We keep talking about it and we don't do it. So next time you come to Florida, we'll make that happen. Sound like a plan?
That'd be good. But it'd be nice if you end up over here in the next couple of weeks. Come down to Cornwall if you're able to come to Cornish Scuba Fest, because it's going to be a laugh.
Okay, it would definitely be a laugh, but we'll see what we can do. More coming up after a Dan tip right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 34. The logging of your dives in the presence of the endangered spotted owl is considered insensitive to some environmentalists.
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
It's pants on fire, Patrick.
Well, you would know, liar.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. It's really good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you too. How have you been?
Lonely.
Do I even want to ask?
It's my dive buddies, or rather lack of them lately. Seems like everyone's busy or our schedules won't coordinate. It's getting really hard to put some dives together.
Sounds like you need some more dive buddies.
Well, you're a social guy. You got any tips on how to do that?
Don't I always? There are a ton of ways to find new dive buddies. Shoot, in this day and age, it's never been easier to connect with people.
You're going
to
make me Twitter, aren't you?
You make it sound so cruel. No, you don't have to tweet, but there are lots of dive websites now dedicated to connecting divers looking for buddies, as well as mainstream sites that connect folks with similar interests. They can be handy, whether you're looking for buddies in distant locations or closer to home. You may want to think about checking them out.
Distant locations?
Well, some folks travel on their own and may need buddies when they get to their destination. I've even heard of divers logging on who are planning to move and want to start lining up buddies before they get there.
What if I don't want to go online and go old school instead?
Then there are even more options.
Starting with
the center of it all, your local dive shop. Going down your local dive shop is a great way to meet people, find divers with similar skill levels and interests, and just all around make new friends.
I find that when I teach, a lot of classmates tend to be buddies as well.
Exactly. Classes are an excellent way to meet potential dive buddies, especially if you're not taking the class with an established buddy. You figure classmates are likely to be at a similar skill level as you and almost certainly have similar interests. The only thing left to figure out is whether you're compatible and get along.
I did a speaking gig at a dive club not too long ago, and I heard a lot of divers there making plans to go diving together.
Dive clubs are another great way to go. They're a lot like classes in that you're definitely sharing space with active divers who are as interested as you, maybe even more so. You may find that as you meet fellow dive club members, you'll meet divers who will introduce you to new types of diving or increase your skill level.
Any suggestions on how to find a dive club?
Same way you find a buddy. Go to the dive shop, talk to other divers, go online.
Okay, so let's say you meet a whole team of new divers. How do you know which ones will make good buddies?
Well, it's like making any new friend. Just takes time to figure things out. Your first clue comes with the conversation you have with them. If you're not enjoying it, you're probably not going to enjoy diving with that person. But if you're hitting things off when you talk, make a plan to try things out as buddies. It can even be as simple as going to the local pool together to see how it goes.
What would you say is the most important thing about establishing a new dive buddy?
Comes down to communication. No doubt about it. Can't stress it strongly enough. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first time or the millionth time that you've been diving together. Communication is the key. Establishing goals, planning the dive, reviewing hand signals and emergency plans, it all comes down to communication.
Sometimes people are shy about asking too many questions when they don't know a person well.
And I can really appreciate that, but it's a mistake when it comes to diving. Nosiness can equate to safety in diving. If you're in the water with someone, you have a responsibility to them, just as they have a responsibility to you. If you don't know them well, ask as many questions, be as detailed in the plans that you make, and be as thorough in your reviews as you need to be in order to be comfortable and safe.
And I'd say get ready for turnabout to be fair play.
Absolutely. Be prepared to share the same information you're asking of your buddy. If you're just getting to know each other, it's important that your buddy feels just as comfortable as you do.
Are we forgetting anything?
Just remember to be patient. Remember that when you're diving with someone new, especially if you're used to diving with a particular person, it takes time to get to know them. New people, new habits, new approaches, it all takes time to get to know each other. Time is a corner that you can't cut. So be patient. As long as you feel safe with your buddy, give it a chance. It doesn't have to go perfectly the first time to become a really good dive partnership.
Don't let busy schedules and lack of common interest be your buddies. Go out and find some dive buddies. They're out there just waiting to meet you. And there are a lot of ways to find them. Take a smart approach and the time to know them. And before long, you'll have a whole logbook full of buddies just waiting to share an adventure. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I got to send out a special shout to my good friend Big Wave Dave, who is celebrating a birthday today, but he is literally on the road working with the Be a Diver Pool. Dave, happy birthday and welcome, my friend.
Hey, happy birthday from east side of Nashville.
It's not my birthday, it's your birthday, dude.
I know. It's been a long day. You have to down to Pompano for the Seafood Fest.
That's right. Taking the Be a Diver Pool down to Seafood Fest in Pompano to set it up for next weekend's big event. There's like live concerts and all kinds of crazy stuff going on, right?
Yeah, we're going to be right on the boardwalk, kind of right next to the stage, not too far from it. A lot of food going on. Got some three stores helping us out. It's going to be a good time.
Yes. Now, are you doing any side trips on the way out there for your birthday today, or are you literally just working nose to the grindstone, that kind of thing, and getting the job done? Come on, Dave. You got to take
the job done, driving. Hopefully, I get down to Florida today early and do a dive down there with Jeff at South Florida Diving Headquarters.
All right. Yeah. Captain Cocktail actually was spotted last week by one of our Scuba Radio listeners. Got to give a shout out to Brittany, I guess. He called me up. He goes, man, I can't believe there's actually people that listen to your show. Someone came up to me and said, hey, are you Captain Cocktail? So Dave, you can be the second one. So you go, hey,
tell him that.
Yeah, just say, I'm looking for Captain Cocktail. Is anywhere here? It's my birthday, and I expect him to buy me a drink, you know. And, yeah, you make sure Jeff takes care of you on that side of the coin as well. But you hope to do some diving while you're down there in Pompano. That's the plan?
That's the plan. You know, hopefully we can get that done maybe on Thursday. We're setting the pool up Wednesday, getting it all ready for Friday. We got South Florida Headquarters. We got Guardian Scuba and the Scuba Shop.
Very good. So you got plenty of support down there from the local dive operators to help manage the Be a Diver Pool. Now, you've done this Seafood Fest event at least a couple times now, haven't you?
Last year was our first year. It went pretty good. We're on the beach. This year they're moving the location, so it should even be better yet.
Yeah. So how many people do you think you put through the program last year that tried out scuba diving down there in Pompano? You have any idea?
Probably about 150 or so this year. We're more in the middle of the crowd, so it should be pretty crazy.
Very nice. And they do have live concerts on the beach as well. That's one of the big draws. They do the Seafood Fest and have a bunch of, you know, local restaurant vendors selling, you know, obviously different varieties and styles of seafood. But then it's followed up by some big concert events, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I forget who's playing, but usually they bring some 70s, 80s bands out there and kind of do a nice little concert at night, and you know, a lot of local bands during the day.
Yeah, so it's a great event if you want to go out to Pompano and hang out, have some stuff to do during your surface interval. Maybe do a dive on Saturday morning, head out to the Seafood Fest, hang out with Dave and the gang at the Be a Diver Pool, catch a concert. It's a great event indeed. Now, you're doing the Seafood Fest, then you'll be there through the weekend. And then what's next?
Next thing will be in early June. I'll be out at a Balloon Festival in Philadelphia, then at the MetLife Stadium for an event where the Giants and Jets play, getting the summer wound up and a lot of miles this summer.
Now, once you finish up at Seafood Fest next weekend, are you going to hang around out in Fort Lauderdale for a couple extra dives, maybe two, or head down to the Keys? You could probably work that
in. A couple dives right there. We'll see what goes on as I finish up the weekend.
Yeah, do you have a favorite dive site down there in South Florida? You going to go do the Aqua Zoo there with Jeff, or you'll just go where the boat takes you?
Go where the boat goes. You know, you can't be a beggar, you know. You just got to jump on and go.
As long as you can get wet, you'll be happy is what you're saying. Is that it, Dave?
Yep, it's water, it's salt.
What the
heck?
Yeah, exactly. So you don't plan on diving on your birthday today. That's just not going to be in the cards, but hopefully tomorrow or you said Thursday, hopefully at the latest, you'll be able to jump down in the water. Is that the point?
Yeah, definitely get in this week. You know, when you're on the road a lot, you just got to take it when you can.
Absolutely. All right, and you can go to beadiver.com, check out more information on where Dave's going to be. And I don't know, we're not going to see you at the Scuba Show because you're going to be at that Balloon Fest. Is that what you were saying, too?
Actually, during the scuba show, I'm going to, that particular week, I'm going to be a little vacation going down to dive with my friend Anne-Marie down in Curacao.
Oh, very nice. All right. So if you can't go do a dive show, yeah, diving in Curacao, that sounds like a pretty good trade-off. But you mentioned a balloon fest, right? So you're like a hot air balloon thing?
Yeah, hot air balloon fest in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
So is that a first-time event or what? Or are they going to go up in their balloon and try to jump off into the be-a-diver pool? Or I don't know. This sounds like a new thing.
I've done balloon fest over the years. I've done things down in Plano, Texas. Done one in Illinois. So every couple of years, you just look at different shows where a lot of people are getting together. All our studies on diving and pilots and stuff like that, it's a big crossover. So there'll be a lot of pilots out there to be sponsored by the local Aviation Association.
I should know this. I'm going to be at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, and of course you'll hear all about that as well. All right, once again, beadiver.com. Go there and check out where Big Wave Dave's going to be with the Be a Diver pool. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy. And this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
There are two certainties in scuba divers' lives, depth and taxes. Tax season is a perfect time to kick off your spring training and prepare for those summer trips. Whether you want to realize your dive dreams, refresh your scuba skills, or register for your next specialty course, Paddy is your passport to adventure. Start or continue your dive journey by visiting paddy.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund. This year, look to Paddy to help turn your tax refund from Uncle Sam into a refund for Mother Nature. Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Truly lurks beneath the sea. What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the waves, you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea, open wild, we are free. A minute everlasting with you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, on via the internet with me right now is Mermaid Alyssa. Well, I should say, I don't know, she's a former mermaid. She was a mermaid back in the day, at least at DEMA a couple years ago. But now she's like a big wig in the dive industry doing big and much better things. Well, I don't know, I'm not so sure it's better. Is it, Alyssa? What do you think?
I don't think anything can be better than being a mermaid.
And once a mermaid, always a mermaid, right?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, Elisa does some crazy stuff. She's incorporating yoga into scuba diving and paddle boarding and is really taking over South Florida by storm, if not the world. And I see her online doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But you're like a yoga master, too, right?
I'm a yoga teacher, but I'm not quite at the master stage, but I definitely, I've been teaching for 4 years now in this community.
That at least makes you like a guru or something, doesn't it? A yoga guru? I don't know.
of course.
Okay, we'll go with that, especially in the diving world. Now, I don't know a lot of diving yoga folks, but Elisa is definitely one of them. Very flexible, and that's a good thing. Helps you keep in shape for scuba diving and all your underwater exploits, right?
Yeah, and I just for me, mainly it's about just kind of remaining centered and calm and, you know, calmness.
There you go. Keep you from going crazy.
Exactly.
Whatever works, you know, and I'm all about it. And I'm somewhat. I can touch my toes. That's about as yoga as I go.
That's all
but,
you need.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that from a yoga teacher. All right. So Lisa not only does this, but she has a new thing with Divers Direct, and you guys have been doing some crazy stuff down there in South Florida the last few weeks. I mean, right after the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey, you took over not one, but two dive operations down in the Florida Keys. Is that the case, Elisa, or what?
Yeah, and we don't like to say we took over them because we're kind of just merging with them. We want to, you know, Divers Direct, we have retail outlets right now, six of them across Florida.
Right.
And it originally started, I don't know if you know, 30 years ago, Divers Direct started in Key Largo as a dive operation, a small dive operation. So basically, we kind of want to go back to that. We want to offer diving, scuba diving, and some more fun activities. And what better place to start than Key Largo?
Yeah, there you go. Now, they are obviously a huge showroom of dive equipment that is just, I mean, an impressive display of stuff if you've ever been in a Divers Direct store. But having the dive operation connected directly to the store now is kind of a new thing. And so what is the idea to just kind of make it easier for divers to come into the store and, oh, hey, you want to dive here in Key Largo? Well, come on over here. We'll get you hooked up with ocean divers or something. Is that how it's working or what?
Yeah. Basically, you know, in the past, we of course have diving instructors working for us, but we, you know, then we have to take our students to different operations wherever we are to try and take them out diving. But now we have these two facilities, and they're also instructor training centers as well. But we have these two facilities, and we can kind of maintain the standard of what we want to offer. We know what we're going to give our students. We know what we're going to give our clients. And we have some boats. We can go and have more fun. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Basically. Now, and I know you're working with Divers Direct and you've been doing a lot of stuff with them for the last few months or year now or so or more. But are you kind of helping that transition into more diving opportunities itself? Are you going to do some dive teaching yourself or what?
I'm still a scuba instructor, but I did that for 10 years, and I would prefer, I help with more of like the the marketing side of Divers Direct now, but I'm also now a free diving instructor, and I teach paddleboard yoga, of course. So we kind of maybe want to incorporate more activities in the Keys, not just scuba diving. There's a lot more to offer than just scuba diving, and you know.
So this connection will just give you more opportunity to go dive on company time. We'll just keep that between
us,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
exactly. And that's a good thing. Yeah, never, never. No, they're very loose with that. They want their people to dive. They want them to get in the water so they can tell the people that come into the store and educate them properly for sure.
Yeah, that's our motto.
Yeah, and you are doing a lot of the stuff on Facebook. You're doing some videos for these guys too, or equipment, something. What is this thing called I see on Facebook that I see you popping up on here recently, or what? What is
it? It's the Gearologists.
Gearologists, that's right.
So we are gear experts. And actually, we've just launched three new e-commerce sites. And you'll see Divers Direct, Spiros Direct, and Snorkelers Direct are live right now. And we're all about gear. We're kind of rebranding. We're gear experts in the sports, the water sports that we enjoy doing. And so these videos, we haven't had much time to work on them recently because we've been building these websites, but the videos are going to be, we're going to be doing more of them and testing gear, and it's just lighthearted humor. and we're going to be going around, whatever, jumping in the water, scuba diving, snorkeling, whatever we need to do to put the equipment to the test is the idea.
Well, there you go. And, yeah. You know, I have a face for radio, but Elisa has a face for TV and video and Facebook stuff. And she's a yoga guru, so that doesn't hurt as well as far as the videos. Yeah, so you'll like it is what I'm trying to say is in a roundabout way. Right, Elisa?
Right.
Yes,
right.
Okay. Yeah, she's with me on this. I mean, look, she's a former scuba radio mermaid, or not. I don't even want to say former, because who knows? She could pop up as a scuba radio mermaid anytime
for sure.
Divers Direct people would allow such nonsense. But
for sure.
Yeah, it's all about having fun, and they sell a lot of that down there as well. And then go to diversdirect.com and get all the information right there. Right, Elisa?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I appreciate the update. You have fun. Keep sending those videos our way, and we'll get down there and do some diving with you soon, I hope, okay?
Good. Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks.
We got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck, just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Down here, no hot jump here under the sea. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here, no hot to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here, down in the mud here.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.